Got to play this one with John Stickley not long ago. Y'all know him? All right, great. Yeah, man, we'll be doing something with him coming up in 2025, so check that out. It's gonna be cool. Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. He hunted alligator for a living. He just knocked him in the head with a stump. A Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist, throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Thibodaux, Louisiana. A little cat called Doc Millsouth and his pretty wife, Hannah. Well, he raised up a son that could eat up his weight in groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth, and they called him Amos Moses. South Louisiana, they said the Amos was a hell of a man. He could trap the biggest, the meanest alligator and just use one hand. That's all he got left because the alligator bit it. Left arm gone, clean up to the elbow. Well, the sheriff got wind that Amos was in the swamp tracking alligator skin. Well, he stuck in the swamp gonna get the boy, but he never come out again. Well, I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. You can sure get lost in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Thibodaux, Louisiana. A little cat called Doc Millsouth and his pretty wife, Hella. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his weight in groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. They called him Amos Moses. About 45 minutes southeast of Thibodaux, Louisiana. And they got a cat called Doc Millsouth and his pretty wife, Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his weight in grocery. Named him after a man of the cloth and they called him Amos Moses.